This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana Statehouse. I'm Sue Lincoln. Monday, the full House approved Aaron's Law, requiring schools to teach kids what constitutes sexual abuse and sexual assault. There was no debate.
83 yeas, zero nays. The bill's finally passed.
Tuesday, House Education began hearing a bill to require schools to teach comprehensive sex education. Baton Rouge Representative Pat Smith is the author, and she made reference to the passage of Aaron's Law.
It came out of this committee, passed the House floor. My question to you is, how can you teach sexual assault without talking about sexual education?
Since 1992, Louisiana has only permitted abstinence-based sex education in public schools. Meanwhile, Louisiana has some of the nation's highest teen rates of STDs, HIV, and teen pregnancy.
Young adults that come out of abstinence-only programs are just as likely to have sex as the average teenager, but they are less likely to use contraception.
That's Autumn Fawn Gandolfi, a medical counselor with the Houma Tribal Nation. She, or the topic, touched a nerve with Baton Rouge Representative Barry Ivey.
I choose to teach my children about sex education the way I want to. It's my house, these are my rules, and you'll follow them.
Sir, it's not about responsibility. At this point, it's about neglect.
The committee ran up against the clock, and so we'll continue hearing the comprehensive sex education bill at 9 this morning. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.